The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Anyway, on the line right now, he's coming in a bit early. He's coming a bit early. Coming. We have Mr. Shiraz Khan. Mr. Khan, how are you going, sir?
Hey, brother Bass.
Yeah, man.
Cool enough.
All right, man. So I see where you want an investment in the poultry, boy. What's going on?
Not only in the poultry, we need investment in the whole agriculture right now.
The whole agriculture, but we have a new government, a new administration, and one of the first people they put in place wasn't the Minister of Agriculture?
Well, of course, yeah, but the Minister of Agriculture is just that, the Minister of, a Minister of Agriculture in charge of a ministry.
Yeah, you gotta wait on the budget to get that money.
Well, I'm not interested in getting money for me, you know. I'm interested in putting the necessary policies and necessary enabling environment for us farmers to produce for the country to benefit from what it has for us, that we deserve in our citizens of the country.
All right, so what are some things the farmers ask?
The thing about it is, based for too much years now, they have been playing the fool with agriculture. And not only the last one, the one before that, the one before that, the one before that, they have been, you know, playing games with agriculture and enabling their friends and financiers to import food into the country. And now leave me in a hole. I don't want to use the right word because I don't want you to cut me off like how you cut off that boy just now.
Yeah,
but
use
they
the
leave
right
us terms. In a hole that we have to actually dig out myself, rather than just crawl out.
Like everybody, well, go down the line and tell me some things you want, not only from the poultry farmers, but farmers and
let me tell you what's happening, right?
Yeah.
A lot of farmers are facing a real major problem right now. The most major problem we have is land tenure.
Right.
And you know how long you in the media and all the different stations before that have been a topic that we keep crying about. Land tenure. Farmers have almost 90% of the farmers in this country do not have access to their lease because they are operating on state lands.
All right.
The people who have their private lands will have their deed organized already. But people like us, Wallerfield, Esmeralda, Turo, Carsonfield, Babandi in Sandy Grande, Valencia, along with Chikoro, talk about it, and Shagaramas, the Gold Road farmers, everybody still fighting to secure their land and to get a lease for their land. Right?
Yeah.
So we have that as a major problem, and if you can't deal with that, then mean you don't want to empower people. If you give them much talk, have how much meeting you want, you could put them on money you want in the budget. If it is that you're not giving the people the ability, the necessary tools to work, because they can't tell me they want you to be a radio broadcaster. And when you come in there, you have to work with your own system, your own mic, your own everything.
Yeah, madness.
You understand?
Yeah, man.
We have to get the necessary, because those are things that throughout the world government have to supply the necessary farmers with. Right?
Understood.
You cannot tell me that you want me to build my own road to satisfy 10, 20 farmers, 100 farmers and them kind of things.
They want you to build your own road?
You cannot tell a farmer or a group of farmers that they build their own. That's supposed to be the duty of the state to make access road, just like how the main road. You can't ask me, Shiraz Khan, or Bass to go and patch a hole. That's supposed to be the responsibility of the state. We have a serious problem with no attention is being made towards access roads for farmers and farming. And not only in the UNC constituency, you know, you're talking about 0.14 people are suffering for road access, bridge breakdown, they can't get in Sandy Grande, in Valencia, in Wallerfield and Piparo, all them kind of places up there that PNM had their seat before.
So why does you think, Shiraz?
Politics or party politics is about facts.
Yeah, but why does you think, Shiraz, that, you know, time after time, the government don't really deal with the farmers the way that they should? Farmers who providing food and feeding the nation.
I'm going to tell you as it is. I normally tell you as it is, right?
Yeah.
If you give me a box, I want a big bin, I want a van tree. If you give me a box and tell me go around to all the farmers and pick up a donation to give the election people, the parties running for election, I might come back with quarter box. So we are not financiers of elections and parties. Right? The people who import large quantities that enjoy $8 billion of food import bill, probably they had the calls and the shots.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because you know this problem is not only what I will be telling you you're listening to, because I hear a number of your callers always complaining about how they are suffering in agriculture, not so?
Yeah.
So it's not only me you're hearing it from. Right? The other thing about it is that a major next, because it's 20 major problems, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Three day larceny.
Yeah, the larceny. I know that's a big
issue. And you know
how
long I've been talking to you about that?
Yeah.
PDL larceny, just as the crime in the country, just as all they're saying, people don't want to work, people want to live light and weigh heavy. This, we still have that problem existing. People lost in whole 10 acres and 5 acres of produce that they work hard to produce, right? They borrow money, they take credit from the agro shop standing, from the plant shop standing, by and catching the A, B, and C.
Hmm. Well, maybe will he stand your ground laws and, you know, your right to protect yourself, maybe that could help. What do you think?
But when it happened, we say so, but right now we're suffering.
Yeah.
While the grass growing, the horse starving, because that thing we stand in the ground and nobody, because look, just a couple of days ago, they were with a man, 2 big cow in Carsonville.
Huh, two whole cow?
Yeah, 2 cow, 2 good breed of cow that they can't even get to buy these days in the country, giving real milk. Man lost in the sheep, you sit on some of the chat. Man lost it, they tie the goat and leave it to graze and they go on with it.
Why does you all those seek to, I don't know, there should be some kind of company or something. I mean, I know it might be more money to spend, but to put an alarm or some kind of tracking device on your...
They come and they braid the houses and things before. The first thing they look for is the camera system.
No, no, what to put an actual tracking device in your car or something like how it happened in a car.
But who going to monitor that? The PDL last me unit ain't even have a good vehicle running. No spare tire. No gear sometime. The AI people ain't have nothing to do. No vehicle to run and do AI. You will give them something to track your GPS on your car and your boat.
Sad, yes.
You have to understand something. If you want to do it, you have to have a link with the TTPS and the PDL larceny, so that when you identify your animal by Mr. Tom, who have your animal, that you pick it up on a GPS. Because you go and take it from them people there, you'll get killed. You have to have the necessary things in place. So that, because you know, the system was put in place, you know, in 1998, right? They brought somebody from England, right? And set up an entire system of chasing an animal from boat to butcher or production, you know.
Okay.
And that whole system park up in Centeno, they rotting in, I think, since 1998. So now, at that time, I was on the livestock products board, working with the team to get that done.
Hmm.
And government change, and that park up inside that, they rotting. You understand? That's the reality of what is happening. It's not that we want to complain, because I hear people calling on your program and complaining about agriculture and access road and market, and they're going in the market and they can't get to sell their goods and all of that. You understand? So these things is not new, but the thing is existing for too long.
Right.
So if you want to reduce the food import bill, or you want to make something happen, you can't come and tell me you want to do that. You have to work with the people on the ground, start to come up with a plan, an implementation in phase 1, 2, or 3, or short, medium, long term. You can't be talking that and the media take up that and they say that all food import bill going to reduce. But when you follow up, when you really means of getting it done. You understand? PDL last me, on the other hand, if we don't solve that problem very soon and we're serious about it, first let me tell you something.
Yeah.
The budget coming up here. And if you read the last 2-3 budget for agriculture, and you read the same thing coming up here, you know we're joking. If we don't have no shift and change as to what really we want to see in agriculture and get it happening, we're not going to go nowhere, base. We're not going to go nowhere. Because every day that go by, and also with this nonsense that's going on out in the Gulf there, if that was to escalate, you know what's going to happen to we for food here, because we have never developed our local agriculture. We depend on a lot of importation. So then when happening here is that the strong will survive in teasing or protecting or having food for yourselves to eat. If that escalates, may God forbid, inshallah, I hope it never happen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you from that escalating. But if it do happen, we will have some consequences to face, because we have not paid attention to our agriculture. Let me give you a little insight or something. When in 2015, when the government changed, we had some of the best discussion with the then opposition leader, turned prime minister in 2015, about how we're going to see about agriculture, because he's a farmer. He has, based up to now, we have not achieved one. You know what I'm telling you? Not one from 20 in terms of what we had done on documents to achieve in agriculture, to develop agriculture. So where are we going, brother? When you're in opposition, you talk a lot and win people confidence, but when you get into government, it's a total different horse of a different color.
Yeah, boy. So let me talk about in terms of the investment in the livestock and the poultry there. What investment exactly would you like to see?
Share something. We want you to put the necessary things to protect us, right? Share something. The first thing you need to do is fix the land, fix the media larceny, and fix the market. Let me tell you why the market. You cannot be bringing, because I didn't put the name pet food. Eh? You cannot be bringing meat that is rejected from the U.S., selling at $18 and $20 on the market, and ask your local farmers to compete with that rejected meat. Clarence Rambard raised that in the Joint Select Committee, and he was on plenty media houses talking about that. He eventually lost his job. He's talking about that. Where he appealed to people to buy local and do not buy that contaminated meat that's coming into the country. Right? We have to have some form of protectionism. If this government is serious about agriculture, they will put a form of protection. Now, let me explain to you how that protectionism could come into place. We could only do that with data. You following me?
Yeah.
If you know you are in this country could consume, and I'm using a wrong figure for the convenience of presenting my explanation, right? Let me say we could consume 100 tons of chicken. Let me use chicken for the thing, right? But we only producing 60 metric tons of chicken. So you're only allowing 40% to be imported in the country. You're not going to import lab lash, but you're importing 60% and 40% because you're producing 60%. Then you will have a plan to say, look, in the next year or two, we're moving from 60% local production to 80% production. So when we reach 80% production, we will only allow 20% to come into the country. That is what we have to do, collect all the data production, and say that is how we're going to have a protectionism for our farmers. The same thing goes for sheep and goat. Same thing going for egg, both in sheep and goat, into meat and other byproducts. The same thing going for beef, pork, and everything else that we produce locally. Now, I am of the firm opinion we cannot be self-sufficient in terms of the pulses. You understand what pulses, right?
Well, for those who don't, you know, explain that.
Okay. Pulses is all the beans, the split peas, the chana, the lentil, the black eye, because you need plenty land and plenty mechanization for that, right? So you have those Scandinavian countries and those Asian countries who have probably big like Trinidad, half of Trinidad growing only greens, and machines collecting it and so on and bagging it and selling. So the pulses is something that we will never be self-sufficient in. We were once producing plenty peas. Remember this to say, if Shadow sing a song, you want to go back to Tobago and plant peas in Tobago?
Yeah.
Right. So that's to tell you how much peas used to be produced in Tobago. When last you see a couple bags of peas coming from Tobago to be sold in Trinidad, that was done in the 80s, up to 1985. So we're not going to go pulses, but I think we should not be allowing people to import tomatoes into this country. Look, the other day I went to a grocery. I only buy it after a vector sell $50, you know, but I buy it just to get the label. Parsley, a product of the USA. Parsley, imagine that. The farmers of Paramin could produce enough parsley to satisfy Trinidad and Tobago and even export into the Caribbean. Why can't we give those farmers in Paramin the ability to produce enough parsley rather than we have to give a man a permit to import parsley?
Well, you know, I mean, well, let me say in terms of business, is it, you know, but like you said, they wanted it to be competitive. Is it cheaper to, for these places to order these things and to buy it from the same farmer in Paramin you're talking about because they're buying it in bulk or whatever? I mean, to
but
me.
If you buy it from Paramin, right?
Yeah.
If you're buying it from Paramin.
Because sometimes you just want to support local, you know, but sometimes no, local just want to dig out the eye.
I'll comment on that, right?
Right, yeah.
You're buying it from the farmer in Paramin. The farmer have no support from the government. No subsidy, nothing at all. You buying it, you're importing it from America, right? Or any other North American country. They are enjoying plenty subsidy. They are enjoying subsidies while we are not enjoying no subsidy. So there's always going to tell you that how the imported goods is more cheaper than in Trinidad, right? But it's not so, because I have proof. I could come into the studio and show you any day. That meat that they're selling for $18 a pound. I had friends and family in about 6 different states in the U.S. Went and take pictures of the lamb, especially the lamb and goat that are being sold in the U.S. supermarket. The cheapest lamb that was being sold in the U.S. market, in supermarket, was $5.99 for lamb shoulder. You multiply that, let me say for 7 for convenience for the foreign exchange. 6-7s are $42 for a $30 for 1 pound of lamb in the U.S. How come you could import lamb from the U.S. after cold storage is rejected it and stamp it pet food, and you bring it to the country, you have to pay freight, you have to rent container, you have to pay this, that, and the other to get it here, but you're still selling it much, much cheaper than what is being sold in the U.S. for. I have proof of that, you know. I have no court clothes, but I have proof of what I'm saying, because I still have the pictures of where it is that they took it, and I print it out, and I show it. I have it proof to show that. So there's something fundamentally wrong with the mathematics. You cannot be telling me that you'll import meat from that country with all the cost of shipping, freight, this, that, and the other, and still sell it less than half the price of what it is being sold in the U.S. market for. And those farmers enjoy, you hear what I'm telling you? Those farmers enjoy subsidy at all different levels. But they are selling a pound of meat, 1 pound of meat for $42. We're selling right now lamb in the country here, local lamb, for $35. So how you could tell me that lamb is cheaper than what we have? It's not. So you are bringing a substandard quality of product to sell me here and tell me that the imported one is cheaper than what we produce it. It must be because it's subsidized, and they are enjoying subsidy, you know. But if the goat is still being sold in the market for lamb shoulder at $42, but we, local lamb by any outlet here, will be being sold for $35 base. So when people use those, and a lot of people don't want me to do this kind of explanation, you know. A lot of people are not going to accept my interview to do these things, you know. Because this is reality, and I could walk with the Quran when I come in by you to swear by it of what I'm telling you and showing you the facts. You understand what I'm saying? You heard my base?
I'm vexed. I hear you. I listen to everything you're saying. But in terms of subsidies, what subsidy would you cause? Everything in this country is a subsidy. These are subsidy.
No. I never asked for subsidy base.
I know, but you're saying other people getting subsidy and it's no government. Subsidy, it go help. I mean, because I feel if something is grown and made here, it should be cheaper. Yeah, I don't want the place. I don't want to be important thing. I feel we should have an attitude like Trump. You see, like how Trump want everything to be thing in America, support America, make America great again. I believe we should be like that in Trinidad and Tobago.
You get me vexed telling me you want to be like.
No, I mean in terms of the attitude with that, how we want to support America and support.
That is what we should be doing in the Caribbean base. We cannot in Trinidad alone be self-sufficient in what we're doing. We need to work as a Caribbean body, because we are good. Look, take for instance Guyana. We cannot compete with Guyana with rice and sugar. We cannot, because they had the land space and fruits. But why should we be importing frozen fruits into this country? You know, like kiwi and them kind of thing. We could, people growing grapes in Tobago and all them kind of thing. Why it is that we can't push more people? Because don't tell me we don't have land, you know. Down south, going, you leave here and go down south and you can see what's going on with land. You understand? We have the resources to do it. But is it that it's being properly channeled to the people who want to produce? Because you have four places. Wallerville, Carsonville, Esmeralda, Touro. Those are recognized livestock production area. Well, Esmeralda totally gone because that has nothing like a livestock production going on.
Well, somebody had messaged some regard with that same name you called the Esmeralda there.
Yeah, yeah. Because why? Because we Carsonville, half of the farms are abandoned because it's how we treat agriculture. Because at one point in time, we had 14 mill depots in this country. I could tell you, me have to read a notebook to tell you about this is why I live in it.
Yeah.
I used to sell milk to Nestle. It had 14 mill depots in this country. You closed down 12 and you only had Carsonville and Wallerville operating. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And we moved from producing 14 million liters of milk a day, a year, to less than a million. So whose fault is that? You understand?
Yeah.
So people say, oh, him. But they are talking the truth. As I tell you, I could walk in the Quran if I had to come in front of you and show you all them things. Because I ain't me making it up. And I could repeat it anytime I'm talking anyway, because it's not something I'm lying about.
All right, so we have some calls and some questions. Somebody said, yeah, Esmeralda Farms is no longer existing. It was the biggest corruption. The original owners passed away and their children living on the land and not doing anything with it. Right.
It's happening in Wallerfield, Touré, and Carsonville too.
Mm.
It's not a matter of Esmeralda alone, but Esmeralda being way up in the back there. You understand? When the depots and them, the few depots it had running in up to 2000, the few people who was producing milk up inside of there, when they closed down the depot and telling you from Esmeralda to come to Carsonville and sell your milk, all them bad rope and your milk falling down and all them kind of thing, who going to go through all of that base?
Another position.
Let me tell you something. I use it to you already when you was at the former station.
Right.
I tell you, we have to make agriculture sexy in the country.
That's right.
People
just
laugh when I say that.
No, you have to make it sexy, hip, make people want, especially the youths, want to do agriculture.
Well, I have a youth. I have a youth that's involved in agriculture with me. The man plant cauliflower.
Yeah.
When he go on to the market, nobody want to buy him. They want to pay him half price for what he produces, and he can't even make back the money he spent. You know what he do? He just pack up and he gone. I'm gone Canada. I'm gone England to live. He just pack up and he gone and he working in a past place and selling gas and he say, but he better off there than in Trinidad fighting the plant and nobody ain't helping him at all. The extension officer, he have a problem. Unless I get an ex-farmer to assist him with the problem he having, he couldn't get an extension officer to talk to help him with the problem. This is a disease that have happening in the country, a dependency syndrome. And we want everything. I am saying I don't want nothing from the government. Put everything in place for me and I will produce. Because then they thief my 75 sheep last year and all my goat and thing.
75?
I just get him and to come up. Yeah.
You mean little by little? Yeah.
When they break in my house and I could, it's a whole cycle. Everybody know what's going on.
Yeah, but you living on the pond, so no neighbor ain't seen nothing.
When they break in my house, what, with door breakdown and all of that, you want me to stay in the house and get killed now?
No, I understand, but where you living on the pond, the road is like, acres and acres.
Where you living, most of the farmers here is on 20 acres of land, I have 10 acres of land. It's not no neighborhood like how you living in the housing scheme.
Yeah.
You understand? Because we have to have land to grow animals on. You can't have it on one lot of land.
Yeah, but somebody must see a van driving on with about 20 sheep and something like
that. That's the problem you have. Some people are glad when they get in teeth out, you know.
Oh, gosh. That's
the disease we have in the country.
Hmm.
But basically, I was coming to tell you about the milk, right?
Yeah.
I was on the livestock, and I could tell you what I did in terms of the sheep and goat farmers and them when we was on the different boards, right?
Yeah,
we keep telling the ministry and so we want to say, okay, we can't do nothing without data. We have to do data. We spent a couple $1,000 to get our survey done. when we do the survey in 2004, you know, I still had a report in my hand here, right? In 2004, that tell you was the price of milk at that point in time. The SS was paying half, the government was paying our subsidy. You know, in 2025, and that was done in 2004, we barely getting a little increase on our milk that are going on. How much things went up from 2004 to now? So you must finally get dairy industry falling apart because the feed has gone up by 100% from then to now. Medication has gone up by 200-300%. The imported milk started coming into the country in 2006-07, coming from Belize and Suriname, right, and Holland and all of that. Then when the El Nino, the global warming take place and people wasn't producing, we started want to push the farmers back into, but that time they don't close down the farm and destroy everything. You understand? Mm. You have farmers that selling milk for Nestle for almost 60 years, their whole life. And when they're here, you can't get a pension from the government, you can't get an IELTS because they were never allowed to pay it on their own. All of these little things add up to a suffering. So when a grandchild or a child see how their family suffer, you wanted to get involved in agriculture? Tell me, if you were involved in farming and catching A, B, and C to Z, and you want your children to be involved in farming? That's what happened to Esmeralda, Wallerfield, Turia, and Carson Fields.
All right, let me take some questions. Somebody said regarding the farmers' state lands need to be investigated in Chaguanas opposite the Wassa Pipe Storage Area on Factory Road, about 12 acres of land fenced around state lands given to somebody, a former minister of agriculture.
I'm glad I put it up. Let them go and investigate that. But they run quick to investigate this small man. Go and investigate what the man talking about.
Somebody say Guyana.
Investigate because it's big man call shots, you know. Small man don't call shots.
All right. Somebody saying Guyana. Yeah, they are going to expand the agricultural sector to be self-sufficient with everything just mentioned in the agriculture sector. Well, like everybody could get it right except we, boy.
Well, because we full of global. I can't say the right word because you want to be a sit more. We full of global. You can't sit more for saying global.
No.
But you know where it's going, right?
Yeah. Okay. 8 minutes away from 2 o'clock.
Let me give you a little exercise.
Yeah.
You go back from about 2007 to 2008 budget, and read what they say they was going to do. From the finance minister at that time, Karen Nunes Teixeira, and every other finance minister from then to last year. And see what they're saying about agriculture and see what they have achieved. You understand? They're always saying what they're going to do, and that's what the media takes and run with it.
Plenty talk.
They say they're going, but nobody never go back and see what they achieved by what they were saying they're going to do.
All right, let me take a call in. Hello, good afternoon.
No problem.
Good afternoon, Comrade Bass and Comrade Khan.
Good afternoon.
The great Forbes Burnham had a self-sufficiency plan for the Caribbean years ago, but you know, with the island and CARICOM fight them, or whatever you want to call it, I mean, even in Guyana, they fight him down for trying to make the Caribbean self-sufficient in food. But Brother Khan, you said you went to a grocery and paid $50 for what, tomatoes, right? Just to get a label or something?
$15 a bunch of parsley.
How much?
$15 a bunch of parsley.
$15.
Okay. But then again, to your base mentioned earlier, I think the last time I mentioned it some months ago on your program about putting tracking devices on your animals. The company that does that would track your animals for you. You don't have to track them. You never track them. And state lands, I don't know how long. I am very much sure the land you own, you are there more than 20 years. I'm sure about that.
I'm there 40 years now.
Right, so you adversely possess that land. Nobody can move you. So
I agree with that.
Right, so you want a lease because maybe ADB could give all your money to help produce more or scale all your products more. But then
that is the problem. You see that, yeah, right way you're saying there?
Yeah.
will make the farmers in this country independent.
Yeah, but all your adversely possessed the land is yours. ADB, the books of ADB, the delinquency rates in ABC is traumatizing. And again, too, money that ABC and ADB has comes from taxpayers to lend delinquent farmers. So pool your resources with your... You want to tell me over 40 years, you and your brothers and them in farming, all you couldn't fix all your roads 100 feet by 100 feet? If you multiply 40 years by 100 feet or 100 yards, I mean, your whole place would have been covered.
All right.
But it's not I alone using my road, and it have big truck, container truck, all kind of truck passing here to other industry.
And mashing up the road, and then when what's up, they get up on all kind of thing.
Yeah, no, man, let me tell you something. Carson Field is a truck depot.
Yeah, all them quarries and all kind of things passing.
Containers and things, you know. So when you fix it, we fix in front of the road. I just brush cut my in front of me, over the road and in front of me. And here what happening? It has some places the bush higher than 6 feet because it has no seepage inside of here for 8 years now. And how much the corporations and the people that work inside of here alone, there are other places they're going to do it. My brother, I appreciate your call and I agree with you, but that last part, I ended up stopping there because we patching up our road. The only corporate person that is inside Carson Field that assists the road is Trintrack. Trintrack is helping maintain the road and patch the road sometimes. No other person helps you do that. You know?
Hmm.
There's one of the things I want to share with you today, right?
Yeah, talk to me.
I am saying one of the things that made me, all of my family was involved in agriculture, and I did love agriculture, right? When I was going to school, when I was in third form and standard three and standard four, we was involved in our home gardening. Then you, one and two, you never was involved in it, and right. Five, you know, when you get ready for command entrance, you don't do it.
Yeah.
It's three and four, you're doing gardening, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that has to come back into all the primary schools.
Yeah.
You
have to start them from young. You're doing your little project and all them kind of thing, yeah, man.
Yeah, because I could remember having to walk with a little Styrotex cup with a tomato seed growing in the cup. Every day we had to walk with it back and the teacher looking at it and them kind of thing. But that some of them teachers and them might even want to go and do that garden, but that some of them might want to do it. We have to start back something to create an awareness and a love for our plant, growing our plant. You know, and they, because in those days, you're happy to see when you plant that plant because you're not the knowledge of a big man. But you see that plant growing and you plant it, and then you could, the teachers and them, you're carrying home for your family, your teachers and them getting, everybody getting. That's what we were doing because it had about 30 something of us in the class. And we have about three or four beds planting different things. We need to get back, and that is in the budget of 2015, 2016, you know. Hmm. Then we had a meeting with Colimba. That was put back into there. Insist that go back into the budget presentation. But that was the end of it. It's just in the budget presentation. Hmm. We need to get back that happening. We need to do like the training that was going started off in 2024 into 2025 just for the election. We need to do that now. All now we're supposed to put things in place to train young people and to help them to get land and things. Not just for the budget, not just for election time. We need to do those things way before election to show we are serious to help young people to get back on track. Hmm. These are some of the things that have to go on in the country. And let me tell you something. The people who are listening today, it's not only farmers should be fighting for that. It is for the safety and the development of the country to get other people, other young people involved into production. Mm. So we could make use of the few minds that we have access to come out of the fold of the crime. So if every year we do that and we could pull out 400 or 500 people and get them involved into production, it will pay off down the road.
Yeah, of course.
You can't fix crime overnight. Crime could never be fixed overnight.
What about use the license some of the CPEP workers and thing and farming and thing? I hear people talking about that.
I presented that in 2007. I called it Farm PEP.
Right.
If you could remember.
Farm PEP, okay.
Farm PEP.
Right.
What you need is an entirely different mindset of doing Farm PEP. Farm debt is one of the things is that people must only spend 2 years for the most working with a farmer.
Yeah.
The farmer pays some of the money and the government pays some of the money to the worker.
Right.
So he could have a comfortable salary. Agriculture is a whole thing. It's not a 1-9 or 1-10 thing.
Hmm. Well, maybe that's why that the problem because you know some of them are custom with this 3 hours and thing and this corporation.
Well, right. You can't use those people who are custom with that. They have to have a new mindset. That's what I tell you in the beginning.
Yeah.
A mindset.
Yeah.
Right? So then 2 years in that program of farm pep.
Right.
But you must be able to allocate a piece of land for the people who really want to continue in it and give them the opportunity to grow.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
And then the cycle could go back. So if you pull out, if you train, let me say 1,000 people.
Yeah.
300 or just to get it to collect the stipend. 400, no, 200 say, all right, you see me? I go take that knowledge and go on for them in knowledge circle, go and work in an office for agriculture. And you get 300 to really produce. What you have there happening?
Hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
This is not rocket science. You gotta go to university to come up with those ideas. Those ideas are living here. We could develop a good farm pep program. But what has happened to the politician and them? They take your idea, shelve it for when they talk about it, come up with it in the next 2 years with their own version, but they didn't know the concept.
Hmm.
They tried to do it and it failed. That happened in 2012. You understand? That was presented in 2015 to 2016 budget. They never take it up. I presented that again to the Minister of Labour. We had a meeting with the Minister of Labour on Friday. And I tell them, I said, this is a new thing that we could relook of how we do the CPEP and URP, and let me get them involved in agriculture, because what they really want to reduce the food products, food import bill by 50%, you have to start now so you could get results in 2027, late 26 into 27. But if you give me to do it, I get results before the middle of next 2026.
Right.
But if all they're doing it, all they're going to be playing the politics, all they're going to go take from party, all they're going to ask all, each one all the MPs, hey, give me 10 people to do that. No. Hmm. Let me evaluate the people and choose people from Trinidad and Tobago.
Hmm. Well, Shiraz, boy,
understand?
I gave you the final words to say that with some of the things you would
like
to say.
I said some of final words. You still want me to say final words?
Yeah, boy. Right? Somebody said if PNM said they give young people land and I started home. But did it happen?
Well, that's what I tell you. That's what I tell you just now.
Yeah.
If you do it just before election, as an election gimmick, you can't get a result.
Yeah, boy.
And not only that happened, it didn't happen then. It happened before based unless we don't understand what is important for Trinidad and Tobago than your party, than your financials. Based, we're going backward every year.
Yeah.
Or we are not getting better at developing the country. There's one group of people, they don't care about who in party, they're developing themselves.
Hmm.
But we on the other side, we have more crab and barrel mentality than everything else.
Yeah,
right?
For real.
We fight the race, we fight the politics, we fight all kind of things. But the end of the day, where have we gone? Have we developed into being a better people to produce for the country? Have we done something for ourselves? I continue to produce, you know, with all the hardship I face. But I don't have a lease. I don't have proper protection from PDL larceny. I don't have proper finances. Every time I go to the agro shop, something going up because they put up a sign by the agro shop. Due to the fluctuation and the difficulty to attain US dollars, prices will fluctuate. You understand? That is what we face as citizens of the country.
Yeah.
So why should we be suffering because them not getting access to US dollars? They have to buy black market. We have to be paying prices higher than it and than what it's costing us. These are some of the difficulties we face, base. Hmm.
Definitely.
Right?
Sure,
but thanks again for the opportunity. This is one of the time I call and hear rush me through and thing.
No, we have time. It's money in the farming, man. I really want to see it, but I want to see the food import bill. Go down. Watch me. I remember years ago, right? Well, when I was 19 and thing, I went in the bank, right? I was going to take out some money to buy some rims. About $10,000 to buy rims, boy. You know? In the bank. And I saw a partner I went to school with. And he was looking kind of, you know, He was seeing slippers and he looking dirty like he was in the yard or something. But he ended up, I mean, doing farming and he went and putting money in the bank, right? I went to take out money and if you see money that man pull out on ponytail, and that changed my life, you know? That changed my life. So that money in farming, man. And we need to
money, but the problem you have is that it has become more risky and more dangerous. Right, his father talk about the guy talk about the water land, right?
Yeah.
Just the other day, one of the farmers got shot.
Mm.
Two or three farmers, while working in the garden, get stick up, gone with their vehicle, gone with their walker, gone with everything. Daytime, broad daylight. Right on that that road there that the Ministry of Agriculture there and the mall and Wasa and thing there. Right there. People got held up right there. They gone with a new Kia, some of them with a 3-ton vehicle, some of them lost all their tools. That is what happened with us farmers today.
But when young people hear about them kind of thing, I mean, or anybody here, you know, how is that encouraging to get into farming?
Well, this is the problem you face. If somebody had to talk the truth, you want me to come here and lie for you? This is the facts. That is one of the reasons why you're always hearing me, because people afraid to talk, because whatever Allah has in store for me, I'm ready to take it, you know. If it's my death, I have to say, alhamdulillah, I'm ready for that. That is what we have to believe in. But may Allah forbid taking my life in a bad way like that, because I need to repent some more, right? But the thing about it is that this is the reality. I can't come and sugarcoat it for you. And when a man go, he say, "But here, sure, I can't say that. Oh, farming so good," and they make. And then when he go there, he get killed for Iwaka and he do van, he went and take out money for. He can't get benefit from the subsidy because you are land tenure. This who don't know within the Caribbean and Trinidad, the big guys are farmers. And I don't have a farmer's ID because I don't have land tenure. I don't have the land on my name. It's on paper like I'm a legal squatter. 40 years now. So how you want young people to feel comfortable when they can't get the land and they're waiting so long? You understand?
Waiting so long.
There are people in Carson Field who father had the land and now children take over the land. And they're waiting almost 20 and 25 years for a renewal of a lease.
Look, even that simple thing I say, when they're building all these new housing schemes, HTC housing scheme, it always have land around. There should be some land there to encourage some kind of farming or something, but, you know?
Well, I said that on a program the other day.
Huh?
Somebody empty land in Edinburgh, 500 there,
yeah,
right?
Boy, so much of land, boy.
Right, in Edinburgh, I say, here what happening? Pull 20 young fellas. I am willing to work with them for free. Right? Let me get some funds for them and let them grow some sheep on the empty land because you're now making use of the grass.
Right.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So we put up a little electric fence and they graze them there, and they're teaching people responsibility. So here what you're doing. You're pulling 20 fellas, you're saying you make them in three. One working day, one securing, one managing the sheep. You know what money's get? You know what could happen there? And then the government buying back the animals from them and making it available to the hospitals and the health centers and the institutions and them. You're not going to go to the open market. Simple thing like that basically could do to create something in the country. Because we have thousands of young men inside of there just becoming a hot spot.
Yeah, but even these young people in schools with the bullying and all kind of things, send them to go and work and plant
and
things.
And give them, and them fellas and them who suffer for that, give them a pink overall with flowers on it.
Yeah.
And let them go and work so they go feel embarrassed a little bit. And check yourself and come out.
They might like it, man. Hello, good afternoon. Take some calls.
I ain't going there. You stay with that.
Hey, hello,
you
hello.
Stay with that.
Good afternoon, babe.
Yeah.
And to your guest, Shiraz, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Babe, brother Shiraz, if it is, you all could form a cooperative, because in the NAR time, there was a cooperative, and they was doing agriculture and planting. But you cannot plant today and reap next week or next month. It will take time. And
quite right.
If you all have that now, you all could incorporate the Minister of Agriculture with what it is you all doing and ask them to assist the workers like how they assist them in Whitehead, and they will get the training and they will get a small stipend that is in order for the transportation so they can get a kickstart. And you all will be who leading the group now. You all will know how far they reach so they can give them portions of the land where they could do their planting. Each person will have a portion. So when they plant now, they know what they're going to reap. But there's always be a teething problem when you now start something. Thank you. Have a blessed one.
And I appreciate the call, because I will tell you something. I train 4 groups of white people. And white up, yeah. Not white up. Yapa students from the under the Patrick Manning administration, right? And some of them did 6 weeks course, some did 6 months training course. What was the intention? Train them for 6 months. They spend 6 months on my farm, and we'll give them a piece of land and help them to start up. We did that, and it become a failure. Why? Because they didn't have no follow-up, and it was done for an election in 2004 or 5 around there. Then you have a situation where, with the cooperative, we in Carsonfield had a cooperative making seed and processing palm and them kind of thing and the thing. And the enemy to that was people in the Ministry of Agriculture. We was making fish meal in this country to replace soybean as a protein base. And this, you wouldn't believe, the person who reported with the public health for drying fish meal and having a scent was the AO for Agriculture in Shawanas Central. And we had the biggest opposition for doing that from the Ministry of Agriculture, trying to get help for it to grow. So it's not now I'm involved in those things about the cooperative. Cooperative, if we don't change the concept of cooperative, if we don't really get support from the state to make cooperative work, we're not going to go nowhere. I have been in the cooperative in Carsonfield. We had the Farmers Cooperative Society selling meat, making ham and selling, pickling meat with the help of Dr. Alan Sami. And what happened? We couldn't get help from ADB because why? We didn't have no land. We didn't have nothing at all. We were making feed, and our enemies were the state for making feed and competing with them. So while the cooperative is a good idea, sister, we have the challenges of the people involved in it to continue to give us challenges.
All right, 625-2257, 627-3223. We will take a couple of questions from Shiraz before you leave. Somebody sent a comment there to you.
Based on listening to your program, this gentleman who's talking is very informative, and he has some excellent ideas. I only wish that the persons with the power...
You're listening, man. Shiraz, hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
No, I was playing. You was listening, but I was hearing.
What do you mean, boy? You could tell me I listen on the phone with you.
No. I was hearing some talk. I was hearing you talking in the background, the person had the thing.
No, not me. I listening, brother.
Yeah, okay. No, you.
Based on listening to your program, and this gentleman who's talking is very informative, and he has some excellent ideas. I only wish that the persons with the power B can listen and apply it accordingly.
Yeah. All right, man. People praising the show. Let's take a call. Hello, good afternoon.
I appreciate that call, because plenty of people, you know, have different ideas.
All right. Hello.
Hey, good afternoon, Mr.
Yeah.
Asharam, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, my brother.
I empathize with you, but this does not only apply to the people who does not have land tenure. I am the owner of 10 acres of land that produce cocoa and coffee and banana. And it's over 16 or 17 years that I am trying to get the access road repaired. 3 other farmers together with me actually abandoned their small estate. But this country living in a dream and talking about that we should develop agriculture. If the corporation is not so corrupted, but it has helped who they want to, and I say that without any apology.
Totally agree.
The family, things is going to be better. How do you want us to feed ourselves when you're not assisting? The other thing is there is a lack of planning for agricultural products. When people plant them, everybody wants to plant Baigan one time, Tomatoes one time, Bodhi one time. Have some kind of strategic planning where people will get better prices for their crop and it will be spaced out. But the biggest challenge that we have is these corporation people who are supposed to help out with agricultural access road, and they're not doing anything. I mean, where we is in Central, this is supposed to be what they call a UNC area. When you go to them, they say, well, you know, another government in power, and we in Gibson. But you actually see things being done other places. When they get into power in 2015 and you go to them, you can't see them. It's another story. So it's a whole set of games played with everybody, Cheryl.
And I agree.
With you as well.
Okay. Base, you know, he said something there that is very important, you know. You understand? We have the ability to feed ourselves in a number of ways. But the problem you have is that some of the authorities is not cooperating with us. Take for instance, if you have farmers in Torch Road, and unless you don't have a tractor, a four-wheel drive tractor, you can go and access your land in Torch Road, right in this area here. Right? That has never, ever moved from on the UNC voting list. Right? So it all comes down to where the interest is as a government. I ain't saying that it happened, it had to happen now, because I don't know. But the thing about it is that these are some of the problems people are faced with. Some of these roads, you can't dream, because here's something, the corporation access to boulders and stones and all of that, we don't want it bad or green. If we get a proper road with proper drainage, the right equipment to do the drainage on the side, and we have a gravel road, it's still better than nothing at all, base. We don't want bad or green.
Yeah, my brother. Yeah. All right, take
know,
our next call.
Let me tell you something. I really get set up at this, you know.
But years you're toiling, but years now. Years you're toiling, you know. Years, you know,
and with all you're saying the right thing, some people won't like it because you're saying the right thing.
I cannot come here
and lie. Why go lie for?
All right. Hello.
Yes, Comrade Bass and Comrade Khan. Look, access to your farms, roads. $1 billion could be collected every year in Trinidad to take care of all our roads. We have over 1 million cars on the road, and they are not paying to use the road. If everybody is paying $1,000 a year, which is $2.73 a day, there'll be surplus money to fix all the major and secondary roads and access roads. But all you have to put people in that parliament with the cojones, oh, but want plenty stealing it to carry out these things. I mean...
Yeah, but better 1 second before you go.
Yeah.
You know all of us paying our 5% tax on every state gas for roads.
That goes into the consolidated fund. It is dysfunctional. Come on, man. We need a new...
No. So why we can't have that? If you pay 5% more on when you take gas, we have to demand that be used for us.
It is not working. We need a new statutory body to collect monies to use the road at the licensing offices.
You sound like them voting on. Tax.
Bye-bye.
You understand this?
Yeah.
All of us paying when we pull the fuel, we paying 5% for road repairs.
Yeah, but they say don't count that. That don't count.
But how you can't tell me to pay something, pay 5% on every time I fill my tank with fuel and tell me don't count that something. So what we gonna do then? So you should stop paying that then.
Right?
What are you telling your brother? Yeah, yeah. You see me? If we could only take off some of the shades we have on the eye and decide on what it is exactly is needed to benefit the country, we will be 10 times better off as the ordinary people, the poor people, the working people of this country.
I take a final call there. Hello, good afternoon. Hello? Anybody there? Somebody's there? We're not answering. All right, okay, cool. Ain't get you. Hi, Cheraz. Well, yeah. We're going to wrap it up there, boys. But I hope there are many
powers. Let me just say one thing again.
Yeah, say your thing.
Thank you very, very much for having me.
Yeah.
I will only, be, as how you say, keep it real.
Yeah, man.
Right? I keep it here. I am here, and I say it as it is. I ain't have no party card. I ain't have no ask to guy with nobody. The reality of what I'm speaking is available for the world to see. All we need to do is to work together and get it right. If you really want to make Trinidad and Tobago a better place, and I am saying, in every drug rehabilitation program they have, it always deals with agriculture all over the world. When somebody go a sheep or a goat or a plant and they see the value of it, they tend to like that more than liking their drugs and they are not liking themselves. This is what they have used in the past and it will continue to be what it is. Right? Mm-hmm. And if you want to ever look at what a great leader look is what a great leader look like, I'll try and follow Ibrahim Traore and see what he's doing in terms of food production and development, not being a politician. Right, Bess?
All right, man. Thank you very much, Sharaz.
You're welcome, Bess, and take care, man.
All right, brother. Yeah, man, respect.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.